Sara and the Radisha had caught up close enough that I could hear them talking without being able to pick up specific words. Both women sounded frightened by the immediate future. I could sympathize. I was nervous about achieving my life's ambition myself. Just a little.
"You want to go first?"
Swan asked. He lacked considerable enthusiasm, I thought. "Are there booby traps or something?"
"No. She probably wanted to.
Just in case somebody passed this way someday, just for the sheer mean fun of it. But there wasn't enough time. She piddled around so much for so long, I didn't really believe we'd ever get away. I'm sure we wouldn't have if she hadn't been who she was. She spun spells that chased the shadows away. She'd been in there before, and she'd practiced."
"There it is."
"What?"
"Nothing. Just remembering something. Stupid me. All those years I wondered how Swan and Soulcatcher had found time to bury the captured without getting gobbled up by shadows. And I had overlooked the obvious. The fact that Soulcatcher was a major sorceress and already had some experience manipulating shadows. You can be screamingly blind to the obvious if you don't realize that you have not opened up all the doors of your mind. Forgive me, O Lord of the Hours. Be merciful. Be compassionate. I shall close the borders of my soul as soon as my brothers are free." At this point, Swan had no incentive to steer me into danger. I started downstairs. The architects, engineers, and stonemasons responsible had not been determined to achieve geometric perfection. Though this portion of the stairwell continued downward in a specific general direction, it tended to meander from side to side of a straight line. Nor were the steps of a uniform height. The builders had been thoughtful enough to provide landings every little way, though. I had a feeling those would seem to be miles apart once I started climbing up again. "If we have to bring One Eye down here, we're going to have to carry him back up. He won't survive the climb otherwise."
"You might want to organize what you're going to do before we go down there, then."
"I can't decide what has to be done until I see what I'm dealing with."
"You might call up your genie in a bottle. Get him to tell you."
"He's never said much about the place where he's at. Not since he's been in there himself. It's like he's constrained against that. I dreamed about it a few times, but I don't know how accurate my dreams were." Swan groaned.
"I really didn't want to make this trek."
"Will it be that bad?"
"Not going down, but heading the other way is likely to change your attitude."
"I don't know. I'm beginning to get a little winded just going in this direction."
"Then slow down. A few minutes isn't going to make a difference. Not after all these years."
He was right. And wrong. There was no rush for the captured. But for us, with our limited resources, time was destined to become critical. Swan continued,
"You need to slow down, Sleepy. Really. It's going to get a little bit hairy in a minute."
He was absolutely right. But he understated the case dramatically. The stairwell did a meander to the right. It caught up with the chasm caused by the earthquakes that had occurred during